Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
The process of nominating the Democrat candidate to take on President Trump in November officially starts tonight. Voters in the state of Iowa will be the first to decide who is their preferred candidate in the race for the Democratic nomination for president. Now, according to the polls, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are battling it out for the top spot, followed by Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent for the Irish Times, is in Des Moines, Iowa, ahead of tonight's vote. Let's cut to the chase, Suzanne. Who's going to win tonight?
Very difficult to tell, Mary. I think the word that's been used here all the time is fluid. This is a very fluid situation. There are four main front runners, as you pointed out there. And even though the last poll that was published did put Bernie Sanders ahead, the margin of error is very small. They are very closely following each other, Biden and Sanders, Buttigieg and Warren in the polls. So it's very difficult to see who's going to win this. In saying that, there is definitely an energy around the Bernie Sanders campaign here. As well as three other candidates, have had to go back to Washington today for the impeachment trial, which is continuing in Washington. But he was here over the weekend. And more importantly, I think, of equal importance, is that he's had a lot of what they call surrogates, people campaigning on his behalf. So we had well-known figures like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar. She was one of the members of the squad that was disparaged by Donald Trump last year. These women, left-wing politicians, were very high profile, have all put in for Bernie Sanders. That's who they're backing. So there were events here throughout the weekend. So I think that's where everyone is going to be looking at tonight.
And it is the first of many little mini elections, you could say, in states, primaries right across the United States. Now, this is a really unusual one, though, isn't it? Explain to us how the caucus works, how people will caucus in Iowa tonight.
Well, really, it's more than 1,600 sites across the state are going to be transformed into election halls, I suppose. So everything from local libraries, even people's houses, churches, etc., will hold caucuses starting at 7 p.m. tonight. And in that system, your vote is public. That's the big difference from a usual election. So somebody will say, right, who's voting for Bernie Sanders? And then people will literally stand up and walk to a certain part of the room and say, I'm with Bernie Sanders. And in that way, everyone's vote is quite public. It's quite like the Irish system in a sense, though, here in Iowa, because the idea of second preference voting is going to be very important. That's not a concept that Americans use that often. They're not as familiar as we would be in Ireland, but that's going to be crucial. So I spoke to somebody on Saturday here. He was voting for Tom Steyer, the billionaire climate change activist. But he said, look, he's very unlikely to meet the 15% threshold needed. So I'm thinking very importantly about my number two vote. And that man, for example, told me he's voting for Bernie Sanders. Sanders narrowly won the Iowa, or lost the Iowa caucus to Hillary Clinton in 2016. So he's got a groundswell of support here. But his difficulty, of course, is, as you say, this is just the start of the process. Even if he does well here, you know, how is he going to fare in other states?
And Suzanne, just finally, briefly, is it all about the money and the big momentum going into New Hampshire and onward to Super Tuesday now? And who can keep the war chests full?
Yeah, and I think that what's to look for tonight as well is that who may start looking at coming out of this race. So people like Pete Buttigieg, if he does not do well tonight, he could be in trouble. Elizabeth Warren, less so. She's probably going to do quite well in New Hampshire, the next state that votes next week, because she comes from Massachusetts, just next door. But for certain people, Biden's campaign, for example, are playing down expectations here. They're saying, look, even if he does not do well here, it's only the start of the process. He's going to pick up support elsewhere. But it's the people like Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, the lower tiering people. This is a bit of a make or break moment today in Iowa.
And for the likes of Biden, I mean, is he already very, very well financed? He can afford to hold on where somebody like Pete Buttigieg can't.
Yeah, although Pete Buttigieg, for example, has got quite a lot of funding. And this is what's changed in American politics to an extent in the last, you know, 5-6 years, that now there are a lot more small online donations that are driving the political campaigns here. That didn't really exist, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So people like Buttigieg, people like Bernie Sanders in particular, are raising a lot of money from small donors, maybe $5, $10. Every time you go onto the website, you're asked to donate money. So this is driving a lot of campaigns now. So yeah, look, money is very important. We've also got Mike Bloomberg, one of the richest men, frankly, in the world, a huge billionaire here in America. He has decided to, his strategy is to not compete until later in the campaign. He's not coming to Iowa, he's not coming to New Hampshire, but he is in fact everywhere because his ads are just ubiquitous in the United States. He's just pumping money into his campaign. So I think people are worried about him too. He's one to watch. He's hoping that this will be a kind of a split vote, essentially, and that if Democrats don't have a candidate, he can then sweep in and argue he's the best person to take on Donald Trump in November.
Suzanne Lynch of the Irish Times in Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you very much. We're back.